the battle cry of freedom. Now, isn't that a familiar phrase? The battle cry of freedom. Where does it come from? Who first wrote that? It's almost like straight out of Nelson Mandela, isn't it? Well, here it is.
Yes, we'll rally round the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry for freedom. Yes, we'll rally from the hillside, we'll gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry for freedom. The Union forever, hurrah, boys, hurrah, down with the traitor.
I love the connectedness between the 21st century and the 19th century. I mean, I feel I straddle it because my grandfather, well, my own father was born in the 19th century, 1898. So he brought the 19th century into my childhood without even being aware of it. You know, he was the 19th century. And of course, there were stories about his father and his mother and his older brother, who became a doctor in England. So, you know, the family, my childhood, was steeped in connections with the 19th century, family connections with the 19th century. Okay, I was born in the 20th century, and we're talking in the 21st century. So, I mean, it really is, you know, any individual can very easily have three centuries across their life. And it's that connectedness that I love, and the fact that in this year 2012, I am drawn back into the middle of the 19th century, into that, and particularly into America, a country I really used to regard as on the other side, the dark side, the wrong side. They were the imperialists. They were the, you know, I grew up as a left-wing intellectual activist. You know, Gaia went on, did anything he could to persuade the world who would listen to him. And there weren't very many listeners, I have to admit, that, you know, there were goodies and baddies. And, you know, life is, of course, much more complicated than that. And just as the American Civil War itself was not made up of, you know, a good side and a bad side, pure and simple, the side that won was able to write the history. And so I suppose, why not?
Tenting tonight, tenting on the old campground. We've been tenting tonight on the old campground, thinking of days gone by.
Just imagine two opposing war forces on both sides of a river, each intense, and both singing that song, tenting tonight. I mean, in some cases, I believe it's even possible that the voices of soldiers on one side could be heard in the campfires of the soldiers on the other side. Now, What does that remind you of? What does that remind you of? It reminds me of that moment in the First World War when the soldiers left the trenches on both sides on Christmas Day and played football.